Screaming Kim.
Hi, Jimmy Kim.
You are watching another episode of All Things Gay. And if it's your first time to listen to us or watch our ano tawag ito? Podcast video? Tama ba?
VCast.
If it's your first time to watch this video podcast, and you love all things K-pop, K-drama, K-culture, K-food, K-style, K-travel, K, all things K, basically, this is the perfect podcast and video to listen to and watch. Yeah. And again, I'm Korean Kim, and this is my Korean husband,
Jimmy Kim.
Yeah. And alam niyo, dahil naka-record din po tayo sa video, for all of our podcast listeners, we're also on video. So today, we have a very special guest because we have a very special topic.
Uh-huh.
What's our topic for today, babe?
Blackpink is the revolution.
Correct. Blackpink is the revolution. And for that, we are joined by one of the most famous Blinks in the Philippines. Not only is she a Blink, she also performed in front of Blackpink. Now, let's all welcome Miss Ella Cruz.
Hi, Singus. Annyeonghaseyo. It's Ella Cruz.
Hi, Ella. Batiin mo naman.
Hi,
it's so nice to see you again.
I know. And I'm happy to meet your hubby. Hi, Poke.
Annyeonghaseyo.
So, before we begin, Ella, feel free to greet our viewers and listeners as well.
Hello, Happy New Year and Merry Christmas to everyone. I hope you guys are enjoying watching us and listening to us. And thank you for having me.
Yes, perfect, perfect, Ella. Nako, alam mo naman, Ella, ang topic natin, Blackpink is the revolution. Before kayo magsimula, no, pakita mo naman sa audience natin yung ano, ang room mo. Kasi parang may mga paandar ka dyan sa likod eh. Ano yan?
Parang small wall, small corner ko lang. I have my trophies here. Tapos, nice. Wow. I have, syempre, my collections of not just Blackpink, pero K-pop. My light stick.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
Yung vinyl ko ng Blackpink. Then, last December, before December 21, I think, mm-hmm. I won K-pop Christmas Queen sa Globe Live.
So, yes! Yes! Oo, tama!
This is my crown.
Oh, wow.
Wow! Congratulations! K-pop Christmas Queen Ella!
So yeah, that's my collections lang.
Yes, pakita mo naman Ella yung ano mo, cheering banner mo na nasa likod.
Ito, it was bigay sa akin ni Miss Happy.
Yes! Blackpink cheering banner. So, perfect na perfect talaga ang ano, ang
pwede
decoration.
Pinawisa. Pero hindi ko tinatanggal yung tag, so never pa siya nalalaban.
Oo, para alam mong talagang official merch, ganyan. Huwag tanggalin ang tag. Oh, correct, correct. Ayan. So, ayan naman po ang katibayan na talagang si Ella, eh, you know. Talaga namang tunay na Blink. So, before we begin, like talking about the parang evolution of, kasi that's our topic eh, somehow, like really talking about the growth of Blackpink and their cultural impact.
So, what do you love about Blackpink?
Marami.
Hirap, no?
Bukas tayo mag-usap when it comes to love about Blackpink. Pero, ano kasi, they made like a statement na parang not just your ordinary K-pop, pero they dominate the whole world. Tapos, they have their own personality. Nag-stand out sila kahit per member lang, gano'n. Mm-hmm. And their dedication mm-hmm. to their work, yung love nila sa music and sa trabaho nila. Marami, yes. Marami pa.
Tama.
Who's your bias ba in Blackpink, Ella?
Ayoko sabihin may bias ako. Kasi ever since sa lahat ng group, wala akong bias eh. Kasi parang, alam mo yun, parang when it comes to this show, parang gusto ko si ganito, tapos pagka sa ganitong bagay, like when in dancing, gusto ko si Lisa, when in singing, gusto ko si Rose, pagka TV shows, gusto ko si Jisoo, fashion, I love Jennie and rap, yung mga ganun. So parang, ang hirap, torn ka talaga sa kanilang apat. Especially, lang sila.
Pero, if you have to ask it like this, if you're gonna replace one of them,
no!
You're gonna be there. Who are you gonna replace?
Hindi na yun, Blackpink.
tama. Kasi kung lalaki, who are you gonna date eh? Yun naman yung tanong. Yeah. Ikaw, sino bang bias mo sa Blackpink? Sino favorite mo?
Except Kring Kim.
Well. Yeah, sino ba favorite mo?
Ako, si Jisoo.
Ah, Jisoo. Well, why Jisoo?
Pinakamaganda.
Ah, for you. Uh-huh. Depende. Iba-iba yung style eh. Kasi ako, for me, parang for me, pinaka-visual si Jenny. My opinion.
But for me, I have an opinion kasi I saw them na live. Especially ikaw, Ate Kring, di ba? Parang sa, like, when you watch them, parang si Jenny nagsa-stand out. Mm-hmm. Parang si Jenny maganda. Pero pag sa personal, parang may mas maganda sa kanila. Yung parang gano'n. Parang lahat sila maganda pero iba yung impact nung sa personal. Like, ako si Rose.
Totoo ka dyan.
Siya, sabi ko, oh my God, ang ganda niya. Like, mas maganda siya sa personal.
Personal.
Iba yung flow niya sa personal.
Totoo.
Like, tangkas siya, di ba?
Lahat sila, actually. Lahat sila matangkad. Pero si Rose.
Rose, mukhang maliis siya. Pero, oy, tangkap pala.
Yes. And actually, tama ka dyan, Ella. Like, with Ro, kasi like, for example, si Jenny, for me, what you see on TV, parang same eh. Siya yun in person, di ba? Oo. Pero si Zoro say, siya pa yung katabi ko, di ba? Nung dun sa parang meet and greet last time. Parang iba, as in, iba yung aura niya, iba yung dating niya in person.
Parang medyosa siyang aura. Gano?
Yes. Tsaka lahat sila, matatangkad mahaba. Talaga sila. Mahaba sila. They're very, ano tawag to?
Manipis
na mahaba. Basta ganun. As you mentioned, you've seen them a couple of times. Can you please share with us your experiences? You know, nung na-meet mo sila, tsaka nung nakita mo sila?
Alam mo yung parang kahit na ilang beses mo na sila nakita, parang has the same feeling pa rin na parang, oh my gosh.
Ilang beses na ba? Parang, ano yung occasions? Okay, sige, explain natin. The first time. The
first time is nung 2017, nung nasa Korea ako for a movie shoot, tapos nag-extend ako, sakto, as if it's your last era ng comeback ng Blackpink. So, first time nila magkaroon ng ice cream event or parang fan meet event. Yun yung first ever fan meet nila. And then, nagkaroon ako ng chance. A friend of mine helped me to watch their show sa music show. And then, kapag nandun ka na sa music show, automatically meron kang ticket para sa fan meet. Eh, parang malapit lang naman yung fan meet sa area. So, pinuntahan ko na. Like, yung araw na yun, dinedicate ko na para mag-stan sa Blackpink. So, nung time na yun, kinakabahan ako kasi parang sabi ko, paano kaya mangyayari? Sabi ko, sino kaya pupuntahan ko? What if parang sa isang tao ka lang pwedeng pumila? Sino pupuntahan ko? Pinisip ko either Jenny or Lisa. Kasi parang yung mga time na talagang silang dalawa, ang lakas nila. So, nung time na nandun na ako, pumila na ako, you can say hi to four
everyone
of them. Tapos parang syempre nagbablog ka, di ba? Gusto mo ng picture with them or anything. Pero syempre, Koreans very strict sila. So, pinagmawalan nila yung phone ko. Hand the phone. So, sinasabi nilang ganon. So, kinakabahan ako kasi parang, oh my God, okay, so tago ko yung cellphone ko. Tapos nung nandun ako, parang sobrang bilis nung nangyari na nag-hi ako kay Jenny. Tapos parang, ang cute niya sobra nung time na yun. Para siyang, meron pa siyang chubby chicks nung time na yun eh. Tapos parang sabi ko, gusto kong ipahatid na parang sikat din sila sa Pilipinas nung time na As If It's Your Last. Na parang meron din silang fans sa Pilipinas. Sabi ko, you guys are amazing. Parang yung sabi ko, you guys are amazing and I love you all and all love from the Philippines. Parang yun yung sabi ko. Parang di ko talaga maalala pero parang, alam mo yung parang nasa starstruck ka talaga sa kanila. Tapos sabi ko, I wanna at least parang mahawakan ko sila or mahug ko sila. Pero syempre, ako, artista ako, alam ko rin limitations and kung paano sila hindi parang ma-awkward or parang feel not secured. So, nag-handshake na lang ako sa kanila. And buti na lang lahat sila na-handshake ko. Sobrang
Wow!
So, parang tuwan-tuwa sila na parang nung time pala kasi na yon maraming fans na pupunta lang sa bias nila and then didedma yung other girls. Pero ako, nagkaroon ako ng time na ma-handshake ko silang apat. And hindi ko maalala talaga nung nangyari pero nakita ko lang sa video na yung mga reaction nila. And sobrang, parang, oh, grabe, nagkaroon ako ng time na sakto as Blackpink comeback, yung ganun.
Tsaka hindi lahat ng ng nakakanood ng kunyari music shows or whatever, may chance na magkaroon ng meet and greet or fan.
Exactly, 'di ba? Para
fan events, ha?
Oo,
totoo.
Music show rekta ng fan meet. Tapos meron pa ng pop-up store doon na yung isang building ginawa na lang puro parang Museum of Blackpink.
Mm-hmm. So that's the first time. The second time you've met them
is the event where you're the host.
Oh yeah. Oh yeah, yeah.
I watch them lang, pero ang kwento noon, this is like parang ewan ko, sobrang grabe yung kwento na to kasi it was 2019, right?
Last year, yes.
It was last year. Noong February last year, nagkaroon sila ng concert dito sa Manila and I was I wasn't able to watch.
Huh?
Na-confine ko.
Okay.
Nakasal ako for like a week and hindi talaga ako pinapayagan ng doktor na manood kasi malubha yung sakit ko nung time na. So, umiyak ako kasi yung mga kapatid ko, nanood ng concert and binili ko yung ticket kasi parang 2 hours ako mahigit naghihintay sa nagre-refresh ng ticket.
Yes.
Ganon. So, sabi ko, grabe, parang, oh my gosh, 2 hours ako mahigit. Late na ako sa school. Tapos, hindi ko lang napanood yung concert. Sa live streams ko lang napapanood yung concert. So, yun. Tapos, nung I was given a chance to be part of that event, akala ko yun na yun, na parang, oh my gosh, okay, makikita ko yung Blackpink. Siguro ito yung kapalit nung hindi ko sila napanood nung February. Ganyan.
Yes.
Parang mabilis lang naman yung event, diba? Parang, hi.
Mabilis lang yun eh.
So, yun. So, akala ko yun na yun. Tapos, fast forward to actually, not January. Parang December.
Last year pa din.
Nag-message sa akin yung management ko na parang, this phone brand wants you to represent Philippines sa isang parang dance contest sa ibang bansa, which is Blackpink yung judge.
Sabi yes!
Ko, what? Tapos umiiyak na ako. So parang minabasa ko yung mahabang message nila na ito yung proposal, ganyan. Sinawagan ko si mama kasi papunta akong gym nun. So, sabi ko, ma, ganyan ako. Niyo, bakit tumiyak? Sabi ko, ma, gusto akong basahin sa harap ng Blackpink yung judge. So, umiiyak talaga ako. So, parang, me as a fangirl for the longest time, siguro most of my life na, parang, ma-imagine mo ba na magsasayaw ka sa harap ng iniidolo mo?
Correct.
So, yun pala yung parang naging kapalit ng hindi ko na panood na concert. Tapos ako yung papanoorin nila. So parang, oh my gosh, this is even real. Tapos yun, noong January 2020, bago pa ulit mangyari yun, nagkaroon ng volcanic eruption, di ba?
Oh yeah.
Ah, yeah.
So ang daming canceled flights. So naiiyak na ako kasi parang, oh my God, baka mamaya cancel din yung flight ko. Tapos parang sobrang in expectation mo, di ba? Pero thank God, hindi naman na-cancel kasi parang yung papunta to Indonesia is hindi madadaanan yung Taal. So nakapunta kami and then nung take-off, nasa airplane, umiiyak talaga ako kasi parang, oh my gosh, is this even real? Papanoorin ako ng Blackpink. Tapos parang hindi ko alam kung maganda yung performance namin, ganon. Hanggang sa nandun kami, umiiyak talaga ako na umiiyak. Until sa the time na nag-rehearse kami, tapos sabi, ito lang yung Blackpink. Like, after the stage, ito lang sila. Sabi ko, wait, paano akong magsasayaw? Kasi parang, it's so easy to dance for me in front of many people, di ba? Pero yung the fact na papanoorin ka ng Blackpink, parang kaya ko ba? Parang baka mamaya ma-mental block ako, di ko alam yung next step, ganun. Pero nung time na nagsasayaw ako, hindi ko sila natingnan actually kasi parang pag tinignan ko sila baka sobrang mas starstruck ako. Pero there are times na parang tumitingin ako and inaakit ko sila. yung mga ginagawa nila, yung pangamang puso kasi parang, yung mga ganon.
Yes.
And then, yun na yung pinaka siguro parang on top of everything na pagfa-fangirl ko sa kanila. Parang sobra yung Blackpink, parang sobrang blessing siya sa akin.
Na-mention mo nga, like when I met her, when we were together last month,
parang,
I think.
After that event, grabe yung in-open na door sa akin. Tingnan mo, grabe talaga pag pinag-uusapan ko yung moment na yun, naiiyak ako. Parang grabe lang kasi yung doors na in-open sa akin ng Blackpink that time. Kasi imagine, nakapagsayaw ko sa ibang bansa, na-meet ko sila. And nung time na yun, nung nagpipicture, kinausap ako ni Rose. Like, katabi ako, andito si Rose, tapos parang nilingon niya ako, tapos sabi niya, you did a good job. So, parang sabi ko, oh, thank you. So, parang siyang nag-glow talaga. Parang alam mo yung parang kinausap ka ng crush mo.
So parang, in other words, si Rose po talaga ang bias ni Ella.
No! Si Rose, kumausap kasi sa akin noon. Tapos parang katabi ko siya, tapos parang mapipicture, sinisiksik. Tapos parang hindi ko siya mahawakan kasi naiiya ako, baka mamaya sabihin naman, FC naman na ito. Pero hindi ko siya mahawakan. So, tumabi lang ako. Pero grabe, parang hanggang dito lang nila ako. Tapos parang grabe lang talaga.
Kasi they're very tall, yeah, yeah.
They're very tall and their heels is very high. Tapos parang yun, ever since noon, na-realize ko na iba yung love ko, iba yung binigay sa akin ng Blackpink na hindi nila alam. They changed my life. They made my dreams come true. They made the impossible possible. Parang ganun yung dating sa akin ng Blackpink. I mean, parang it's too much to hear, pero yun yung impact niya talaga sa akin eh.
Yeah, I mean, I don't think naman people can ever take that away from a fan. Like, no matter how parang OA, people might think what you're saying is, pero if that's how you feel about your parang idols, then hindi nila makukuha yan from you, diba?
Yeah, and what happened last January 2020, parang ever, never ko siya naisip sa pangarap ko. Parang never ko siya na-dream na mag-perform sa harap ng K-pop, especially K-pop. Kasi yun lang, yun talaga ang life ko, K-pop eh. K-pop is life. So parang never ko siya na-dream. So it's not a dream come true, but it's an impossible na naging posible, yung ganun.
Yes, yes, yes. Now, kaka-start pa natin, di ba? But talagang perfect talaga to get naman din. It was perfect to get Ella for this interview kasi she, not only is she a fan of Blackpink, but she's also had like first-hand experiences and encounters with Blackpink. So parang iba rin naman talaga yung impact, di ba? Iba rin. Now that we've talked about how much Ella loves Blackpink, and I'm sure a lot of our viewers and listeners can relate to what she's saying. I'm sure, I'm positive, kasi kahit hindi naman nila na-meet yung Blackpink the way na na-meet ni Ella, I'm sure for many people, Blackpink has changed their lives,
diba? Yes, I've heard a lot of stories din, Tikring, especially parang iba, especially na itong parang lockdown, parang they feel down, but when they stand with, they knew about Blackpink, parang okay na sila. Parang meron din. Parang lahat tayo. Syempre, idol sila. And so, inspiration natin sila, di ba?
Correct. Now, before Blackpink became the Blackpink brand, they became trainees first. They started out as just like other K-pop, groups. So they were actually formed, of course, by YG Entertainment. They were the first girl group after 21. And kung di niyo po alam, si Ella po, matagal na pong K-pop fan. Kailan ka pang K-pop fan, Ella?
Parang 2008. Ever since May 21, nag-debut.
21.
2009. I think friends ka rin ng mga iba ring grupo, diba? Hindi na naman Blackpink particularly.
Yes, parang after 21, I discovered Girls' Generation. I discovered, like, lahat ng mga hindi popular sa Pilipinas, kilala ko rin. And even up until now, yung mga bagong generation.
Yes. So, they debuted in 2006. Blackpink, diba? They debuted in 2006. 2016. So they had a very successful debut with their debut single album Square One, and they topped the charts, different charts, diba? When they came out, Kaon, Billboard, World Digital Song, QQ Music, and there's also commercial success of their Square 2, their second single album, and they won several rookie awards in the music shows like AAA, MMA, GDA, SMA, Gaon Chart Music Awards, and many others. So, nung lumabas talaga sila, I clearly remember that. It was August 8, eh, di ba?
August 8, 2016,
di ba? Pasabog talaga yan nung lumabas sila. So, when their first two tracks came out, like Hui Param and Pumbaya, what was we were in Korea that time. Lumabas siya. Yes, we were there. Pero when they first came out in the public, I believe it was very they made a noise. Actually, they won awards right away. They didn't really expect it kasi hindi naman din ganun
really kabilis. Really powerful.
Hindi din kasi ganun kabilis manalo ng awards kahit coming from YG ka na or SM Entertainment. It really takes a while even for the big companies. So, they actually won after 13 days, I believe, diba? What do you think was the reason for their rising popularity that time? Were you a fan na ba that time? Or ano?
Yeah, I do listen. Pero yung hindi pa yung, parang na-hook din naman ako. Nagustuhan ko yung sayaw nila. Kaya lang, parang iba sila kasi sa mga, during those time, yung mga girl group na yon. Kasi they have like heavy sound, very powerful, and iba talaga yung dating nila, yung shot pa lang nila. So I think, yun yung nag-hook sa mga audience kasi iba sila, yung pananamit nila. And they made like a statement kasi like, especially Lisa with the bangs na agad, diba? Tapos parang makikita mo na, makikita mo dun yung during training days nila na yung pinupush talaga nila yung sarili nila. Yeah. And they made two songs, which is really good. They released two songs, which is really good. Yun yung parang nakaka-LSS agad, diba? Yung, especially yung whistle.
Yeah. And their ano is Teddy Park, diba? Is their producer.
Yeah.
Teddy Park
pa siya. Hindi ko alam. Teddy lang.
Teddy is their producer. Teddy is their producer. And you know, although naman even before with the other groups ng YG's been really, he really came out with, you know, very strong singles, very strong songs. So parang we'll talk about the documentary later. Pero kasi kung napanood din the documentary, diba? They were saying na it was a very hard decision for them to come up with Whistle as a single kasi parang hindi siya as
hindi siya masa.
Yeah, hindi siya parang usual na, 'di ba usually pag debut pasabog agad talaga ng alam mo 'yun.
Parang fan feed agad na parang ito sure namin magugustuhan nyo.
Yes.
Agad ginawa, which is I think correct. And nagawa agad nila na statement nila na sila si Blackpink, ganon.
Yes. What do you think about Blackpink style of music, ikaw personally?
For me, it doesn't sound like Korean typical idol music. It sounds like somehow like American Billboard, pero yung packaging nila, yung outfit styling, some sorts of the music, part of the music, it's K-pop, pero iba sila eh. It's not typical K-pop like before, like Girls Generation, Twice, or like Wonder Girls. Parang, mukhang iba pala, no? Oo. Pero so that, yung some Koreans, they didn't know that they're gonna be so sick at internationally. Because it's not like typical eh.
Right.
They were not sure, pero look at them now.
Kumbaga, they broke the mold. Yes. Tama ba?
No, hindi. Kasi yung before, example, like idol should be like round or triangle or square. Pero iba sila eh. Parang shape nila mga star. So parang, ano yan? Parang ibang shape ha. Parang ibang packaging.
Correct. Ikaw, what do you think about their style of music?
It's very unique nga. Parang iba talaga sa lahat ng mga the usual na naririnig mo na mga K-pop songs. And parang yun na, parang nag-establish na nila na pag itong sound na to is Blackpink. And ano talaga eh, alam mong minarket talaga nila na for international kasi maraming English lyrics. So parang kahit yung mga hindi K-pop lovers makikinig kasi meron silang naiintindihan and yung mga hook na naiintindihan nila is English, diba?
Mm-hmm.
So yeah, it's a mixture of parang American music and K-pop music together and it's a good mix din pala.
And the fact that I think 3 out of 4 of them speak English fluently, diba? So parang that's a big factor also for their...
Except Jisoo lang ba?
Si Jisoo lang hindi. Okay. I mean, fluently. Oh. All right. Now, we're talking about the international, kasi na-mention naman yung international market, international success. So, let's just discuss about it a bit, you know. Square Up's title track, To Do, entered the official trending chart in UK and the Billboard charts in the US. So they had sold out tours in North America, Europe, and Oceania, and Asia, of course. And the In Your Area World Tour became the highest grossing tour by a K-pop girl group.
Oh.
And in their Japanese debut, they topped the Oricon Albums chart and had sold out concerts as well in Japan. And they made their American debut at the 2019 Grammy Artists Showcase. And also, they also appeared on several music shows, such as The Late Show with Stephen Colbert and Good Morning America. And they're also the first K-pop girl group to perform at the Coachella Festival. Now, let's talk about the Coachella Festival. Kasi,
parang you know, it's a highlight ng buhay nila eh.
Parang eh, may pagkaganon. What can you say about that, Ella?
Well, parang nakaka-proud kasi parang ang bilis eh. Parang, oh my gosh, Coachella agad. Kaya parang lahat siguro na artists, especially sa mga sa America, gusto mag-perform sa Coachella. Parang yun yung biggest music festival. And kapag part ka nun, you're a thing. You're part of the music industry. Nasa history ka nung isa kang malaking nasa history book ng music. Parang ganon. So, for them to be part of it, the shortest span ng kanilang career, sobrang, well, good job sila doon. And nag-gain din sila ng maraming fans during that performance. Kasi you can see na, di ba, when like, I'll be very honest, di ba, parang pagka sa Korea, parang silang merong limitations to perform. Mm-hmm. Pero nung time na yun, you can see na they're just enjoying the company of the people, tapos nag-enjoy lang sila. And they like, nilabas nila yung sarili nila pagka nagpe-perform sila. And that's the reason why siguro na marami rin silang nag-gather na fans na mga taga-America.
Yeah. I think that's the thing with Blackpink, since we're talking about their international, kumbaga na penetrate nila international market, diba? The thing with them is, they are actually perfect for the international market, I feel.
Because
of their music, mm-hmm, first, and their packaging. They speak, you know, English. They English, and then parang
aware nga sa ano, sa parang culture ng ibang bansa.
Ganon. Tsaka yung I think yung ano eh, yung, okay, let's see, hindi ko alam kung bakit, pero pumatok talaga sila sa mainstream, kumbaga. I mean, I'm saying this, I think, coming from someone na sobrang tagal ko ng K-pop fan. Ayan. Na aminin naman natin na hindi naman talaga lahat ng K-pop groups, kahit gano'ng kalaki sa Korea, hindi naman alam ng kapitbahay ko.
Exactly. Diba? Mm-hmm. Exactly. I have a lot of ano, nisa stan na K-pop groups na parang iba, parang hindi alam.
Correct. Yeah. Pero si Blackpink, they were able to cross that. Mm-hmm. Kung ano man yan, na overcome nila yan, na naging, you know, people who don't even necessarily like K-pop started to stan them.
Yeah, meron mga friends ko na parang dati, di ba, syempre, ako, nagda-drive ako, tapos dati, laging ako yung nakikinig ng K-pop. Naiinis sila. Pero ngayon sila na yung nauuna magpatugtog ng Blackpink. So, sabi ko, ayun yung dati yung K-pop, ah.
Correct, diba? Correct.
Ano nila yun, na-break nila yung ganung ano eh.
Correct. In fact, Did you watch their concert? Ako, I watched their concert here in the Philippines. And I've seen many concerts in the Philippines. But when I watched their concert, it was a different crowd. It was really a different crowd. Like, literally, nakita ko si Winston.
Mm-hmm.
Pero yung friend ko na vlogger nung araw na walang kalam sa K-pop, na parang, huy, andito ka! Parang fan ka pala na vlog. You know what I mean? Tapos, it was parang the people na hindi mo expect na manonood ng isang K-pop concert, nandoon.
You spend money to watch talaga.
Yes. Correct. So, I think, and I think that not just in the Philippines, but that holds true for, like, across the world, di ba? Na nakuha nila yung loob ng maraming tao na hindi necessarily K-pop fans, right?
Mm-mm.
Yes. What can you say about Blackpink's performances, Ella? Kasi you're as a performer yourself, and I'm sure naman, syempre nakita mo na rin yung mga ibang groups, babae, lalaki, whatever. What can you say about their performances?
Right now, yung mga performance nila, mas gusto ko sa before, kasi parang mas may freedom sila na mag-perform, parang, di ba, syempre, dati, you need to do the choreo, you need to do the limitations na ito lang. But now, di ba, mas free sila kasi parang nag-gain na nila yung
freedom, what do you call that? Or parang artistic something?
Not really. Parang na-establish nila yung sarili nila. Parang ganon. Mm-hmm. Na-establish nila yung sarili nila. Tapos, and mas naging confident sila, mas nag-grow sila as a performer siguro kasi mas nabawasan na yung mga nahiya sila mag-perform or na, conscious sila sa sarili nila. When it comes to like performing, malakas talaga dating nila eh. Like, meron silang iba't iba. Pag pinanood mo, iba-iba yung dating nila na pag si Jisoo, pag pinanood mo, kahit anong gawin niya, ang ganda niya talaga. Diba? And you can see na, especially Jisoo, she improved a lot. Especially
oh, yeah.
Dance. She improved Tama. Talaga na parang dati, parang medyo naiiwan siya when it comes to dancing, diba? Pero ngayon, nakakasabay na siya sa lahat. And then si Rose, pag siya yung kumakanta, you can hear her voice na ang ganda niya. And then when you look at her, ang ganda niya na rin talaga. Tapos Lisa, iba naman si Lisa kasi she's a dancer and she adjusts for everyone. Kasi pag nagsasayaw siya mag-isa, binibigay niya lahat. Pero pag nagsasayaw siya with a group, she dances with a group. She dances as a Blackpink, not as I am Lalisa Manoban. And when Jenny naman, pag nag-rap naman, parang Jenny sa whole is a different person when performing. Kasi ba she's very cute, ganyan. Pero pag nagsasayaw na siya, she's like very sexy, very charismatic, ganun. So, ang galing lang kasi, ang galing lang kasi, meron silang, walang naiiwan sa kanila. Kaya nilang paangatin yung isa't isa. Tsaka tinutulungan nila isa't isa when performing. And that's the importance of a girl group, di ba?
I think what I just wish for Blackpink, and I think you can, I'm not sure if you have the same, share the same sentiments, but I just wish that they would come out more in like variety shows or mga parang, kasi it gives you more exposure eh, I feel.
In Korea.
Hmm. Diba? Hindi naman sila magwa-variety show sa international stage, diba?
Yeah, pero, I mean, why do they have to be so sikat in Korea? They are really sikat in
no, sorry, it's not about sikat. It gives us a more perspective of personal. Kasi hindi masyado nakakita ng mga tao eh.
Parang sa akin, yun yung ano eh, mystery ni Blackpink.
Well, true ka din naman dyan. May point din yan.
Mystery pa si Blackpink na parang masyado, siguro, kaya hindi masyadong nilalabas ni YG kasi parang marami pa siyang ilalabas kay Blackpink and kung ilalabas namin, mas makikilala ninyo, baka parang
magsawa agad or something. Sawa
kayo, parang or normal nyo na lang si Blackpink. Eh ngayon, mas nauuhaw kayo sa kanila kasi hindi full info, diba?
Kumbaga, the more na, na nililimitahan yung exposure nila or yung labas nila, the more na nag-hunger yung fans to see them.
Yes, exactly, 'di ba? Kasi parang marami nang may gusto sa kanila. So parang, uy, gusto pa namin. So pag binigay mo naman, parang okay, we're done, okay. Ganon. Pero pagka, uy, gusto pa namin, so wait lang. Oh, okay, we're just gonna wait. So pag nintay nila, especially pag nagka-comeback sila, 'di ba? Sobrang tagal. So pag nag-comeback sila, lahat talaga abang talaga.
Pasabog, breaking the internet talaga kapag comeback ng Blackpink. Sobra yung views.
Kaya kahit na inaaway nila. Ako kasi parang I know kasi I work in the industry, di ba? Parang inaaway nila si YG na parang i-release yung girls more often. Pero I know YG has an idea or parang na-plot na niya yung buong buhay ng Blackpink ng as a group kung paano niya ilalabas na parang eto dito, sulit yung Blackpink dito kapag sulit yung paghihintay niya sa Blackpink kasi kita naman, di ba?
Pag lumabas, laging pasabog.
Mm-mm.
And recently, actually, Blackpink has, you know, come out with a lot of collaborations with Western artists. So, meron tayong Kiss and Makeup with Dua Lipa, yung Sour Candy, Lady Gaga, Ice Cream with Selena Gomez. What can you...
Which one do you like the most?
Yeah.
Which one? I think yung Ice Cream. And yung Bet You Wanna, actually. Pero... parang bitin din yung experience ko with Betruana eh. Kasi yung Ice Cream, ano eh, it's two of my favorite artists, di ba? Blackpink and then Selena Gomez. Tapos, package siya na parang May music video talaga. And sabi nga nila, if I'm not mistaken, if hindi pandemic, magkasama sila sa music video. So, can you just imagine magkasama sila sa music video? So, and it's, ano, it's a very parang cute song na you can listen every time if you want to have a good mood, ganun. And ang gaganda nilang lima together, di ba?
Correct, correct. How about you? What do you like the most?
Ako, actually, hindi ko alam.
Sa...
Kasi the reason why I cannot answer because the collaboration song, it's too different from their original Blackpink song. Mm. It doesn't sound like Blackpink.
I kind of get what you mean though.
But I think Bet You Wanna, yung Cardi B.
Cardi B, yeah. It could be. It could be.
Kayon, eh. Pero full English din kasi yung song, di ba?
So, yeah, the one with Cardi B was okay.
Yes.
Pero yung iba, parang mas maganda yung original songs.
Ng Blackpink for you.
Yes.
But I get what you mean.
I think, or that's the reason why it was nasikat in Korea. Yung collaboration songs.
Interesting. Diba? Parang mas ano pa rin pagka may taste of Korean.
Correct. But is there a Western artist that you feel as a Blink that you would like them to collaborate with?
Oh.
Ariana Grande.
Ariana. Mm. Everybody thought, no? Nung dun sa ano.
Pero di ba Ariana, ano, parang part siya as a composer ng Ice Cream.
Mm.
Yes. Nasa list siya. Parang isang line ni Jenny siya nagsulat. Parang yun yung alam ko.
Right. So ang pangarap mo is ano, Blackpink Ariana Grande collaboration. That's
Ari Pink ata tawag nila.
Oh, Ari Pink, correct. Ari Pink ang tawag nila. Correct.
That's hopefully next year. Meron sila Carol, Christmas Carol
with Ariana.
Pwede naman.
Sige, maganda mga Christmas songs ni Ariana. Why not?
Correct.
Ikaw, who would you like them to collaborate with if ever?
Me?
Na Western artist. Ako, hindi ko nga alam kung sino eh.
Drake. Oy.
Wow!
Grabe ba?
Meron ako naisip. Can you just imagine Ariana Grande tas Chris Brown din? Kasi si Julian.
Chris Brown.
So parang me and Julian parang together na artist. Parang oh my gosh.
Oh my God. Oh nga no.
Drake. Para cool.
Drake, Chris Brown.
Or Kanye.
Hindi, ako, I'll go with Britney Spears.
As a
Britney person.
Black sound na ba siya?
No, I'm just saying. Bakit naman hindi? Huwag niyo ako anuhin. Why not?
Ako meron. Oh. Ella Cruz.
Oh no! That's so impossible.
May Western artist kasi yung tanong. Western artist. Yan. Now, let's talk about their, ano naman, their music achievements. Kasi, di ba, and mga records. Kasi, of course, they have so much. They've won so much, di ba? Mm-hmm. So, every comeback, obviously, yung mga singles and album, nagtatop yun ng mga several mga charts. And, of course, yung multiple international media outlets would always recognize their popularity and contribution to Hallyu. Now, as a fan, what can you say about Blackpink's achievements? Particularly, I think, before I say my piece, what can you say about their achievements as a fan?
Sa music? Like music-wise?
Generally. I mean, like Blackpink as a brand.
Paano ba? Parang you're just gonna feel so proud of them. Kasi kung ano man yung tinatry nilang gawin, they did a really, like, more than a good job. Parang ganun. Parang ikaw ba as a Blackpink or as a person, may iisip mo na you're from this little country na you sing your local language, you sing Korean, sa tingin mo magugustuhan ng buong mundo, di ba? So parang you're just gonna feel so proud. Kasi na break the boundaries na yon na parang everyone now sings in Korean, 'di ba? Everyone now knows Korean, knows K-pop.
Parang it's actually, I mean, all K-pop artists who've made it big naman abroad, of course, we applaud them, we commend them, but actually it's a bit harder as a woman. So there's like extra pressure on that as well, 'di ba? Like there's ano. So parang congratulations to them on that kasi hindi naman din ganun kadali ma-accept, especially nga, you know, for girl groups, kumbaga. Yan. What can you say about, as a Korean, Blackpink's achievement internationally?
I don't know. Parang how many years ago it has been like K-pop like conquered the internationally, diba? So like I feel like, sorry ha, as a Korean, okay, it's a good thing.
Yeah, but parang, mo, no, parang, sa Korean, ha?
Parang nothing new. Parang what's new?
But yeah, we actually talked about this topic siguro like 2 podcasts ago. We are talking about the evolution of the K-pop fandom from first generation to 4th generation now. And like he was saying, na he was talking to me and the guests, he was saying na before, it was such a big deal for Koreans. Na, uy, sikat daw si Boa sa Japan. Uy, ganyan. Si,
para before, ano, like,
15 years ago. Parang,
pero parami din naman kasi sumikat na like certain group internationally.
Correct. Mm-hmm. But I think what he's saying is
that... And certain target market lang.
Yeah. Si but Boa, what he's saying is that it's as a Korean now, parang because K-pop nga has conquered the world pretty much, na parang for them, parang it would be weird. Tama ba? It's weird if people don't talk about K-pop. Somehow. Parang eh, ganun na yung parang acceptance nila na parang, yeah, of course, it's K-pop. It's from Korea. People are proud.
Hello, ano ba? Basic, parang ganun.
Parang ganun, exactly. Parang basic.
Alam na lang, sikat yan, ganun.
Correct. Exactly. Okay. Now, as alam na natin lahat, Ella, when the Netflix documentary came out, ikaw talagang nag-take over pa nung K-Munity na, diba, ng Twitter and everything. At sobrang, that documentary was actually, siguro kahit hindi ka fan ng Blackpink, dapat mong panoorin yun. Kasi it was actually a well-produced, documentary. So let's talk about that. Yung The Light of the Sky. And it covered the evolution of, and the history of Blackpink, obviously from their training days. But let's talk about it. What can you say about that?
Ako kasi as a Blink, parang sabi ko, yun na yun. May ganun akong feeling. Kasi parang alam ko na lahat yan. Yun na yun. Pero what I've heard from my friends, from my colleagues, na parang
non-K-pop,
nung pinanood nila yung documentary, it's not for Blinks. It's for new fans.
It's for new fans.
And parang nung, uy, nung pinanood ko yung Blackpink, ano, nahook ako sa kanila, na nagustuhan ko sila, so nakinig ako ng music nila, yung documentary nila. So parang, yun, again, nag-gain ng another, ng new fans, that's just because of the documentary. Pero ako, as a very dedicated Blink, sabi ko, alam ko na yan. Parang, alam ko na yan, may ibang ang ano yan, di ba? Yung parang may ganon. Yung parang, alam ko na yan eh. Parang, I need more info about them.
Pero it's true. Parang it's for Blink, but also for new market for Blackpink. Kasi parang yung for the K-pop fans, alam nila eh, parang for as a trainee, you have to do this, may routine every day, 10 hours exercise for 7 years, 5 years, di ba? Alam nila, it's basic information for them. Pero for newbies, parang wow,
Ganun pala yun.
That's how they train. Parang they deserve it. Parang ano.
I agree.
But saka, cute lang din kasi nakita mo yung mga parang life nila nung nasa dorm, yung mga story nila, little stories nila. Pero yun, parang more like, I need more, YG.
I think what I was hoping for more, I agree with what you said about wanting more. But I think for me, I just wanted to see more, I think the daily things about them. Kasi, di ba, parang, yun yung hinahanap ko kasi sa kanila na, sa totoo lang, na parang feeling ko hindi masyadong nilalabas ni YG. Yung gets mo, yung parang...
More human.
Oo, they're more human side.
I think they don't wanna... YG doesn't want no reveal yet.
Ayun nga, that's what Ella was saying. That's what they're saying.
We still keep it for the next time.
Yes. Para mas ma-extend yung mystery or whatever to have people wanting for more, di ba?
Yeah.
But yet, I thought that the documentary was very... well, actually, if you're not... Totoo ka, pag hindi ka kasi fan ng Blackpink, maaano ka eh, ma... mahuhuk ka sa kanya. Kumbaga parang maaantig ka with what they had to go through to be where they are. Because a lot of people think, especially since they're from a big company, ano, a lot of people think na they had it easy.
No. Parang hindi eh. Bigger company is harder.
True. Yeah, kasi parang uh-oh, meron na silang standard na parang eto dapat uh-oh kayo, eto dapat kayo. So,
saka may competition.
Ako, na-feel ko rin yung parang pressure sa kanila and yung hard work talaga na parang, di ba, they cry na, trainees, pero gano'n naman talaga, di ba? If you really want something, kailangan mo talagang pagpursigihan. And yun, napakita rin sa documentary na they worked really hard.
Yeah, and sabi nga ni Jimmy na parang because they are from a bigger company, it's actually hard kasi more competition eh, 'di ba? And for the company to pick you, the four of you amongst like so many trainees, it means that you've proven your worth.
Yeah.
'Di ba? And they had to continuously prove their worth since 2016 until now, 'di ba? Okay. They had to constantly prove their worth. Well, anyway, so a couple of like days ago, andaya pong paandar ng Globe, ng Community PH para po sa mga Blinks, di ba? Sa Blackpink fan community po. So, noong December 22, syempre, merong video message of Blackpink. Ganyan. Leading to the December 27 event na nakapost po yan sa kanilang official channels. Tapos, noong December 26, nag-share naman yung mga ambassadors natin. Nag-help at tumulong mag-hype sa countdown for the drone show na officially nag-launch nung campaign. At nung December 27 nga, officially lumabas na ang TVC ng Blackpink with Globe as their official ambassador. So, congrats! Diba? Kumbaga medyo feel mo ba na medyo ka-family natin si Blackpink?
Yes,
diba?
Parang konti na lang talaga. Parang, hi, ate Jenny.
Diba? Parang medyo may something na. Parang medyo connected tayo sa kanila yes because of that. So, thank you rin naman sa community for and Globe for parang connecting Blackpink with all of their fans. In
parang ginawang full experience na K-munity yung role niya. Na parang
yes, fans, yes.
They have an ambassador and it's Blackpink.
Correct. But anyway, thank you so much, Ella, for joining us today.
Thank you for having me po.
Is there anything that you would like to say? I mean, you know, please invite everyone to whatever you want to do. And of course, message to Blackpink.
Just want to thank everyone who watched and listened to us today, tonight. And yeah, I hope you guys have a very wonderful year. Happy New Year. Merry Christmas and Happy New Year to everyone. And thank you, Globe. And yeah, Happy New Year, Blackpink.
Yeah.
Good luck to the show.
Yes. Thank you so much, Ella. I'll see you next time. And of course, thank you so much for joining us. As I mentioned, maraming salamat. And I hope that we get to work with you again. We get to see you again.
I love you. You know that.
Thank you. Have a great 2021.
Yes.
Okay. Wow.
Let's all have a great 2021.
2021 pala.
Yes. Bye, Ella. Thank you.
Bye. Thank you po.
감사합니다.
감사합니다.
Yes. So, ladies and gentlemen, to all of our Kringles listening and watching, that was Miss Ella Cruz, our celebrity Blink. Of course, yeah. Ella's so cute, for sure. And of course, before we close our episode, we're going to move on to our K-words of the day.
Oh.
First K-word for the day is
분홍색.
분홍색.
분, 비하.
분, 분홍색.
이런.
분홍색 is?
Color pink.
아, pink.
Pink color is 분홍.
분홍. Sec is the color.
Sec is the color.
Correct. 분홍색. Yes. And then, second keyword for the day is?
검정색.
검정색.
검. 깍보 검.
아, 검.
검.
검. 검정색 is?
Black color.
Color black. Ayan. So, if you're gonna say black, pink. In Korean is
검정 분홍.
Wow! 검정 분홍. Alright. Okay. And our last keyword for the day is
하늘.
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 하늘. What is 하늘?
Sky.
Sky. Kasi diba, of course, their documentary was Light Up the Sky. Yun. 하늘.
So, that's why yung mga 하늘색 is the parang light blue.
Light blue.
In Korea.
Okay, oh. Interesting. Thank you so much for your keywords of the day, keywords mm-hmm. for the week. And I hope that you guys enjoyed our episode for today on our podcast and our video cast. I don't know what it's called, but thank you so much for joining us. And we hope that you enjoyed our Chikahan with Miss Ella Cruz. Now, we will be back with more fun Korean topics next time. While you wait, you can marathon more K-dramas and get easy access to your idol's live performances by subscribing to Globe Prepaid's Go 90 with 8 gigs for all sites for 7 days. And Go Korean 10 Go Booster for an additional 1 gig for YouTube, Netflix, VLive, View, and Globe at Home's Home Watch 199.
So thanks for listening, K-Munity Chingos. Don't forget to subscribe to our Globe K-Munity YouTube and our channels. And make sure to join the Globe K-Munity Facebook group for exclusive K-promos, perks, and experiences.
So thank you so much again, guys. We'll see you next time. But before we do, we'd like to greet you all a Happy New Year!
새해 복 많이 받으세요.
새해 복 많이 받으세요. And we hope that this year is gonna be much better for all of us. So we're sending you love and light and blessings. And we'll see you guys again next time. Thank you. 감사합니다.